Okay, we're continuing with Simon Samach Tes. So we saw yesterday the Shulchan Aruch, the din of Peris al Shema. And we said we're speaking about a situation where an individual comes to shul late, he's missed Kaddish and Baruch Hu, he's not going to be able to hear Kaddish, Baruch Hu, he's not going to be able to hear Kedusha, and so on. So one is able to be Peris al Shema. Now we saw machlekes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Radvaz, that the Shulchan Aruch said this refers even to a situation where all 10 of the people had davened at home, and now they come to shul and they meet up. Still, there is this takana of being peris al shema, whereas the Radvaz said that. Whereas the Radvaz said that no, it's only in a situation. It's only in a situation where at least one of them has not yet davened. One of them has not yet davened. So then we say there is this takana of being peris al shema. And we saw the shita of the Shulchan Aruch yesterday. So the Rama says now. the Rama says now, and we're again Sifalef in the Rama. Umi sheiver lefnei ateiva va'amai shalosh habrachos rishonos. So such an individual who will be the one who is peris al shema, and he says the first three brachas, which is the only thing the Shulchan Aruch mentioned, yashlim kol atvila v'layafsek avo bishekfar hispalo. So again, this was the within the shita of the Mechaber, who said that even if you've already davened, there is this takana being peris al shema. Don't think that you only say the three brachas, because the whole reason why I'm doing this is the chaperein and kedusha. Once I've said kedusha, I've already davened anyway. I can stop. Now you finish the entire Shemoneh Esrei. In other words, the Olam does not need to wait around for you. Once they've answered, once they've facilitated the Kedusha, they've been there to hear your Kedusha, and so on, then they don't need to wait around. The rest you'll do balachash, and everyone can leave. The culture can shim lay his spalal
ha-peret. We've already said once you start anyway, even if you've got a minyan,
no, for sure. But you're not lechatchila supposed to leave, right? You're not supposed to break up the minyan. Here, lechatchila, you can leave. So if you're there just to help this chap who's come late, lechatchila, you can leave after Akela Kodesh, right? That you can do. Kol shekein lo yehispal al hapeiros v'oivel avnei ateiva tchila sheyashlim tefilasin. All the more so if you're going to go like the Radvaz, who said that the only time we do this eighth of being peris al shema is in a situation where you haven't yet davened. So for sure, in that case, yashlam tefilasi. So you mentioned here that this was the shita of the Mechaber, fascinating shita, and we're going to see the Magen Avraham disagrees with this. The shita of the Rama is that, and again, the Rama is coming to explain, and he's not, it's mashma, the etzem, he goes with this, that in a situation where a person needs to be peris al shema, you come into shul, perhaps you say a very abridged Sukkot Zimra, Baruch Shamash, Yishtabach, and then you say Kaddish Baruch Hu, the first bracha of Yitzhar, and then you jump straight into Shemoneh Esrei. You finish the Shemoneh Esrei, and then you go back and you say Ava Rabba, and so on, and you conclude with Goal Yisrael, and you move on to Asher V'Olad Tzion. So it comes out you will not have been Masmich Gula L'Tvila. So says the Rama, even though that's what's coming out, that is what one does. The Mishnah Berurah says, if we're not going to see all the Mishnah Berurah just because we're behind, but if you look three lines before the lines become wide, last word in the line, he says, Avala Magen Avraham Kosev de lechatchila ein nachen lasis kein levakel mitzvah smichas geul letfila mishim kedusha. We don't do this. The Magen Avraham and the Bir Halacha later on seems to go like this Magen Avraham, so just interesting to remember, Machlik is between the Rama and the Magen Avraham, which is better? You have a choice of answering, saying Kedusha, or being Masmech Gula L'Tfila. According to the Rama, Kedusha comes first. According to the Magen Avraham, being Masmech Gula L'Tfila takes precedence. So back in the Rama, we said, you're not allowed to be Mafsik with this Peris al Shema, Eitzah Tfila, Bein Gula L'Tfila. So let's say you are between Gula and Tzvi. Now he's brought to Shem Gal Yisrael. Someone comes in late and says, I need someone to be Perisal Shema for me. I don't know how to do this. I'm embarrassed. Can you be Perisal Shema for me? Well, you're between Gula and Tzvi. I'm very sorry. You wouldn't say I'm really sorry, but you would just continue because you can't be mafsik at such a stage. So you cannot be personal shema for someone who comes late. When it comes to Mariv, which is more kal, it is a reshus, then in theory we would allow Yoch Lahafsik. Again, nowadays, all we do is you just say akad, you just say baruch hu at the end. If someone else can, in theory, do it for them. So in other words, they've davened, and then right afterwards, someone else is going to go and daven again. Which kind of seems to have the appearance, possibly, like there was some defect with the first Shemoneh Esrei. Right afterwards, they're doing Shemoneh Esrei again. So one possibly could say, does that cast aspersions on the validity of the first Shemoneh Esrei? So the Ramah says, very interesting. Shouldn't like be in the exact same place. It's got the appearance as if somehow and there was a fault in their tefillah. Says the Ramah Benirli Davke Shadayin Rishenim BeBeis HaKnesses Ela Sheishlimu Sidram Avel Im Yotzer Rishenim Yuchalam Adachaz In Apem Makim Shom Adarishen. Otherwise there would be no such thing as having a 7 o'clock minyan, an 8 o'clock minyan, a 9 o'clock minyan, and so on, because you know it means that they weren't yet since 7 o'clock. Elamite's a different olam, and you can do that, that's not a problem. Beis Suva Avel Bishle Ram Ayres Miyamav. Someone who was congenitally blind is Peris al Shema, and Mubarak Yitzam Iris can say the bracha of Yitzam Iris is making a bracha for the luminaries. Shehunene Bama Iris Shiraya Achirim Shayeruhu Haderech Hashay Yelech Ba, because he benefits in that others are able to see, and he benefits from their capacity of vision. Okay, let us move on to Ayin. If you're going to have to move on to the next one. Yeah. Mi heim apturim mi kriyashma. Says the Shulchanoch, Noshim avodin apturim mi kriyashma, b'pnei shi mitzis asei shazman grama. So, even though kriyashma is Kabbalah's ol malchus shamayim, nevertheless, women are apturim from kriyashma. Because the mitzvah is mangram of a nochen hu lalamdum shikablu aleim oil malchushamayim. Nevertheless, it is appropriate to be marigold them, to teach them that this is something which they should do. Hagah v'yikru lefaches pasuk rishon, and they should read at least the first pasuk. We saw several opinions as to how much does one need to say in order to be yitz of the mitzvah. Again, here we're saying, strictly speaking, she's not Mechuyavis. I mean, she's not Mechuyavis at all, not Medrais, Medrabanan, but at least the first pasuk, which is Kabbalah's oil, that she should say. It says the Mishnah, Paturim Afilu Medrabanan. I mean, Chazal were not Mechayiv. Chazal were not Mechayiv women Medrabanan. Mi Kriyashma, Upaturis Gamken, Mi Birchis Kriyashma. She's also exempt from the brachas of Kriyashma. The Yeishlem Gamken Zman Kavua. Yeah. What about the brach of Hamapil? Does a woman need to say Hamapil? So he quotes over here in footnote 2. He says, V'chein linyin kriyashma shalamita u'birkas Hamapil. Both kriyashma lamita and Hamapil. Kosev b'shatzin l'kamon in reish lamites. B'shem ha-magin avram shanoshim einon tzrichais l'kaira. Not kriyashma lamita and not Hamapil. Kevin shi mitzis asei shazman garama. Ela shehevi shel yiraba hek shalav sheyesh l'chayvan. Kevin shegam nashim tzricha shmira v'gam sheprim l'gam kasev shefar nagu anashim la'imran. So again, strictly speaking, women are exempt. It's a mitzvah as man grama, but nevertheless, it seems to be something which women do. Good. Aval birkas emes v'yatsiv diniskan al inyan zechiris yitzias mitzrayim. Those ones they say the mitzvahs zechiras yitzias mitzrayim neheges b'yem ubalayla. So we said this is something which is applies both day and night. We did have a discussion as to whether or not the chiyuv of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim b'yem ubalayla is deraisa in both ifanim. V'im kein memela tzriachim lismer gulu tefila, because if they're saying the bracha which concludes Gal Yisrael, so then they are being masmer gulu tefila. The betefila hayavis. We know that women are mechuyavis in tefillah, even though it is a mitzvah cessation as man grama. But there the Gemara says, "Mishum the rachmi ninu." It's a bakash of rachmim, and women need rachmim, just like men do. So we're saying that to be masker yitzias mitzrayim, they need to say because it's not a mitzvah cessation as man grama. In which case, they're going to have to say the bracha which concludes Gal Yisrael. In which case, women are going to be masmach gulul tefila. Vayin prima gad mishikasa v'laman deseva deschiras yitzias mitzrayim b'layla hu rak midrabanan. Then we had this machlekes shagas aryeh and others as to whether it was deraisa or not. Asmachta akra of kol yimei chayecha and so on. Kein memela hu mitzvah zaseishas man grama p'tures min ha-teira rak midrabanan chayaveis. So if you say and the chiyuv is in fact in the midrabanan, then once again it reverts to being a mitzvah zman grama because it only applies during the day. So this was the shita of the Shagas Aryeh. He says it is the Araisa, but he still says that the haskara of the day is one mitzvah, and the haskara at night is another mitzvah, and so on. So it's two different haskaras, and so on. Umasha mazkir belayla, he mitzvah bifnei atzma ein sham, and therefore it would come out that it's two separate mitzvahs, and therefore it would still be considered to be a mitzvah zman grama ein sham. So, you want to know if a woman asks, does she have to say all the Psuk of the Zimra? So again, if a woman is at the stage when she's watching children, she's a young woman and she's got children, then she is Ptura. I heard from a Rebbe of mine that he heard that someone asked that the one of the Chavetz Chaim's children asked his mother. He said, "I never see you daven shacharis." You know, pretty firm lady. Like, what's, you know? And she said, "You know, your father told me, so long as I'm watching the kids, I'm Petura, you know, at that stage of my life." And there is like an interesting deal, because you know, often you get a woman who's got, you know, a full house, and she's got young kids, and then, okay, punk, there's like a 10-minute, you know, gap, and in theory she could get up, but she's like, famata, she's exhausted, you know. Some farms say, you know, it's okay, you don't have to, like, you know, you don't have to, like, every single second. I think that was what the Chavetz Chaim was telling his wife, that, you know, you're at this stage, that, you know, that's your job, and and so on. Al kaponim, we said that mi'ikra din, because Psuk de Zimra is Shaykh to Tefillah. it's you know, like we mentioned before, that Psuk de Zimra is Miloshin Zemer, it's a prune. You're kind of cutting away all the Mekatrigim, so that ultimately you'll be able to be Omid Lefnei HaMelech. So it is a Hachana for Tefillah. And therefore, women should be obligated. They are obligated, certainly if they have the time. He does quote in the Shah Tzion, in Sivkat and Dalad, V'hagraz kosav lehefech, v'tzarech iin. V'tzarech iin, why he would say that they're paturis. Ulein birkas ha-shachar, l'chir toli ze, im neim da brachas ha-elo yeshlem zman. Is there a fixed time for birkas ha-shachar? Ein la'el, b'seif, siva nun beiz, b'mishna b'r'bir ha-lacha, v'tzarech iin. V'mistimis, l'osh natur, shulchan aruch, sim membov, sim talad, b'frat. The women should say these brachas just like men. Ulam even if you would say that they are exempt, it's poshut, when they can be mamshech, they can accept upon themselves, and they can be mevarech, ulevarech afiru birchas kriyashma, kud la'el b'simin yudzayin. What I have told my wife and my daughters is that if they're saying kriyashma after Seiv's man tefillah, then they should definitely not say the brachas kriyashma. Because if you recall, we had a big deal as to, is there really a heter to say birchas kriyashma after Shal Revius? Because Birchas Kriyashma, really we said the Birchas Kriyashma more shaykh to Tefillah. So you have the fourth hour to say it. But after the fourth hour, it wasn't possible that you can say Birchas Kriyashma. And there were opinions which said, if it's a Shas Adchak, you're an honest, and so on. But Lachatchil, so a woman who is Ptura, she's Ptura from Kriyashma. And the Etzim from Tefillah, you know, it's a mitzvah of Angram. Elamite tefillah she has to do mission the rachmin in who, and so on. But to go ahead and say that even she should say the birchas kriyashma when she's after Sharavias, when even for men it's not possible to say, I would think that a woman should not say the birchas kriyashma after Sharavias. Yep, good. We said she's Angram, the Tolakasa bisman shchiva or bisman kima. Now we said, nevertheless, even though she is Ptura, Nachan hu mashma mitzat adin Pturin, Abach posik de chayavin midina lekaba malchus shemaim, the posik rishon. So the Bach says that they are obligated in the posik rishon. Why? Why is that? Lamaisat the mitzvahs van grama. The posik says b'shach v'chav kebecha. So in footnote 17, it's on the next page if you have it. In footnote 17, it says ubetama davar. Because of a bach, shrei gam noshim hayoveis biyichud Hashem. Well, there's a mitzvah biyichud Hashem. That's one of the sheish mitzvahs tmidiyos. Women are obligated in yichud Hashem, and therefore, every day you have to make sure you're making the mitzvah biyichud Hashem. That there's only one God in the world, Hashem Echad, and so on. So that they're obligated to do. So that is a reason why the bach says women are mechuyoveis. We said it's appropriate for them to be mekabel o malchus shemayim. B'seiv nachlas tzvi pirish to kavanas mechaber al parsha rishayno. V'rav ha'isav alav al kaponim kol pasuk rishon. So in other words, pshat in the Shulchan Aruch would be the first parsha, and the Rama is saying, but at least the first pasuk they should do. The Ramah is not coming to disagree, he's just coming to explain that it should be at least the first pasuk. Good. So, katanim are exempt, according to Rabbeinu Tam, kishlei gil l'chinuch. Ule rashi chilu gil l'chinuch. Even if they've reached the age of chinuch. So you have a child who has reached a certain level of understanding, of intellectual sophistication, that you could start to be mechanech them in Shema. According to Rashi, they're still paturis. Why? So Rashi says a very interesting reason. The father is the one who is obligated to be mechanech the child. And when the child goes to sleep, the father is not necessarily around at that time. So, inasmuch as the father is not around and he has the mitzvah to be mechanech, so says Rashi, therefore there's no obligation. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rabbeinu Tam, Avdegi lechinach shu kvar shis kvar sheva, chayiv oviv lechanchoy, ugemei b'shar mitzvah. So once the child is 6 or 7, then the father has an obligation to be mechanech, like all mitzvahs. V'gam shi yikre'ena bizman kriyashma ima brachis lefanev lachrea. Meaning included in this is saying it with the brachas both before and after. The Gemara says once a child knows how to speak, the father should teach him to receive Allah Moshe, should teach him Kriyashma, the first pasuk, Ladavka Bizman Kriyashma. Baba, we said the father's not around when he puts the child to bed, and says the Babaika Rotzalaymer Lakahli Tilo al Aviv Lachanchaim, because he's not around. Once the child is 12 years old, you know, that is, the Bach says at that age he is Matsu Yetzel Aviv, he's not necessarily going to bed so early, and therefore once the child is up late at the Zman of the Kriya Shema, then it's certainly incumbent on the father to be Mechanechim. And we said V'roi Linhoig. For Roy Linoig, Ratzalim Apple, Gadimidina Mistabaka Rashi, the Hinkos of Agrozal. I mean, if the father's not around, the Mitzvah Chinuch is on the father, so then, you know, what do you want? For Pika Nochen Linoig, Rabinatam, the one for child is 6 or 7, you should somehow make it your business to be Mechanach the child in this Mitzvah, Chinmash Medivir Rambam, Aybalacha Mishnah, Uber Pnei Meshul Yushalmi, Ach Betzvila Lekuliyam Achayev, Imegiel Achinuch, Tele Kamon Simon Kovav. So fascinating, kind of intuitively, you think the opposite. You think, you know, 7, 8-year-old child, you know, Chach, say Kriya Shema. Okay, Shema Esrei, you know, we'll worry about that when you're a little bit older. Here we sing the opposite. Mitzvila Lekuliyal Mechayev Imigil Echinach. Once you have a child who is Higil Echinach, he's 6, 7, and he's able to read and so on, you should be Mechanach him in Tfila, in the Shema Esrei and so on. Good. Gimel. Hakunis is a Besula. Padmi Kriyashma Shleshi Yamim Imlay Asamaisa. So the Gemara says that if a person is marrying a Besula, they are torrid. They are torrid in Bilas Mitzvah, in the thoughts about Bilas Mitzvah. Will she be a Besula? Will she not be a Besula? And some of the various practicalities therein. And therefore, they are considered to be Oisik for Mitzvah. And therefore, Medina de Gemara, they're part of from Kriyashma, Ibn Eshu, torrid, tiered the Mitzvah. V'hani mili bizman harishonim. So the Rishonim said this was only in former times. This was in the earlier times. Ibizman Hazal, in the times of the Gemara. Achshav shegam sharbeni adam einu mechavim karoi. Gam akinis ha-sabasula kerei. Being that anyway the level of kavana which we have nowadays leaves much to be desired. Therefore, a person is mechuyiv. Says the Ramah Vayna Kamon in Tzadi Tes im shikar yikra kriyashma. We'll just finish the Mishabra, Besulim, Mimneshu Tarad, Tirad in the Mitzvah, Shemachashiv, Al Esik, Abesulim, Mashinkin, Alman, Ezan, Tarad, Nikriyashma, Biochasev, Wadin, Mitzvila, Kimeshim, Uvula, Kamanis, Patal, Gamri, Shleshi, Yamim, Varba, Leleis, Kagain, Im Nasabi, Im Aravib, Tzorayim, Im Ares, Wednesday afternoon, Patad, Matsi, Shabbos, Ad Bechlau, Famim, Yitzur, Arba, Yamim, could be even more than that, Yenim, Nichas, Lachuba, Biyim, Ravi, Achli, Kara, Kriyashma, Shal Shachris. So then he'd be potter even that morning of Shachris. Im loy asav al achramaisa, once he's been with her, shenitard oid chayiv. Achim yizeh azman ve'elech chayiv af im libal. Why? He hasn't done the mitzvah yet. Tekevin shekvar ovesh leshiyamim v'loy asamaisa misyayish achakach min hadover ve'enet tarad klal. So he's already kind of gotten used to the whole matzav. He's no longer still for daigit, and therefore he's mechuyiv. We said nowadays Kerutzlim Achayev Likris Imber Chesekadin the Gam Espal Al Dekevin Shechayev Bekriyash Machayev Betzvila Them Eino Kera Fakert Bizman Chazal. If you would say Kriyashma before you were with the Besula, it's like Mechsik Yura, like you think you're able to be Mechaven, you're better than everyone else. But nowadays it's Punt Fakert. He says, "V'im ainu kira nowadays mechzik yura shemare shemechavin b'chol shah." You make it as if you're able to be mechavin so well, and therefore, because you're able to be mechavin, therefore, for me, I'm not able to say kriya shma because I'm such an incredible, you know, I have such incredible kavana. Ulinyan tefillin ayin la'el lamet ches yikar kriya shma hashem isbarde b'shichris. At Kermispal. If a person is a little bit tipsy, a little bit drunk, you are obligated. There's many Balavachin and Mechavim Kolkach. Ha'im Ein Yachal Adabruch Ne'am Melech, Ein Likreis L'Spal Chiyasa Yene Me'alav. But if you are so drunk that you're not able to stand and speak in front of the Melech, what we refer to as Shechrus Hashalait and so on, then you are certainly exempt. Okay.